98.1 KZE on the line with me today from the Egremont Barn. It's Jenny Rubin and Nick Keene. It is such a delight to talk to you guys.
You too. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having us on. We love WKZE.
We do.
We love the Egremont Barn. You've sent us so many cool interviews. I had such a good time chatting with Jill Sobule yesterday. She is She's on Thursday, right? She's opening the barn back up after winter break.
Yeah, she is. First show back.
Yeah, we're very excited.
Yeah, along with Ellis Paul. That's a really killer double bill.
Yeah, thanks. We're excited.
Yeah.
It's going to be a cool week. We've got Thursday's Jill. Friday is a fantastic vocalist named Chantel. And the Diego Mung Band is backing her up. And then the BTUs, which is a Berkshire staple favorite legend time. So it's going to be a great reopening week.
Awesome, awesome. Well, yeah, tell me the story of the Egremont Barn. How long have you guys been there?
Oh, man.
We've been open 7 years.
Yeah, 7.5 now.
Nick was here a little longer than me, and then I swooped in, and we opened it
together. Yeah, I've been renovating we bought the property a little over 12 years ago, and I fixed the hotel up first, and then kind of turned my attention to the barn. It took about 2 years to fix the barn up. It was in shambles, and I took 32 tons of garbage out of the building, and replaced the roof, a bunch of the structure. But it was the building's from 1810, 1820, in that range, and it was sort of a notorious music venue until the early 80s, called the Robbie Burns Pub, where a lot of the kind of South County old timers remember rocking out and getting a little lit here.
And a lot of the performers that played here then play here now and walk in and they're like,
what?
Feel like they're hallucinating playing on the stage again. But so that's pretty cool that we've kept it going. And even when the first time I saw it, even though it was, like Nick said, in shambles, you could just sort of feel like, oh, wow, this is going to be a cool venue. Cool space, you know, you could feel it.
That was always sort of the goal when we saw the property originally. It was like the hotel was cool, and we knew some stuff could happen up there, but it was like, whoa, wait a minute, this old barn's going to be something special. You could just sort of feel it. And it took a lot, like even getting a contractor to help me with it. It was funny. Like, I brought a lot of people in here to say, look, so this is the idea. We're going to do this and that. And everybody's shaking their heads going, no way, dude, this is never going to work. I said, no, wait a minute. Let me tell you. And so it all worked out in the end.
Yeah. I want to go back to that 32 tons of garbage that you pulled out of the barn. Was there anything in there that was like, you know, I'm picturing like the American picker guys coming through and having a field day, or was it all just total, just horrible
trash? Wish I could have probably hawked some of it. No, most of it was kind of gnarly. I found some weird Polaroids of like people in leisure suits, like stuff down in the walls. And I found some very old bags of marijuana stuffed down in the walls, some other contraband, and some pairs of underwear like stuffed in the walls, which is pretty weird.
But
most of it was just,
yeah,
it was kind of weird. And some old VHS tapes that I won't get into. And so, yeah, there was some weird stuff, but nothing like, you know, there was some cool stuff in the basement. Actually, there's some old salt licks and some, because it was
barn.
Yeah,
right.
It was a barn back in the day. So you kind of still smell the horses down there.
Yeah, a lot of history. Any ghosts in the Egremont Barn?
Oh, man, you had to bring that up.
Yeah, I mean, definitely. People always ask us that. Nick has really come in contact, I think, with most of the spirits. I heard something once. And sometimes alone in the barn, I feel like something is there.
If you want to get a little goof, you can go to our Facebook page and look up the Halloween.
Oh, yeah.
We haven't done it recently, something called the Barncast, which was like a video podcast that we would do on a weekly basis or semi-weekly. And we did this Halloween one, then we did a bunch of recreates.
Well, we reenacted these particular ghost stories. Ooh. It's very funny. If anyone out there wants to watch, it's stupid and funny.
It's very stupid. It's also, we're right next to a graveyard. So, yeah, there's more like goofy spirits in the inn building, which is right next door, than here, basically. I don't know. The barn sort of, it's a little bit freer of weird. There's actually not much weird ghost energy at all anymore. We've done actually a lot of work on it. I actually have a lot of really silly stories about that, but there might be more if they need more time than you have to get into. But
a little bit,
yes,
of sage,
there
though. There's
there
been
are, but the energy is mainly good.
Yeah,
they when went you come from, in the barn. Yeah.
They're imagine just, so. Yeah, I mean,
the ghost on the sorry, go ahead.
No. I mean, I'm just imagining the kind of spirits that would hang out in like an old rock and roll music venue are like probably pretty cool ghosts.
They're pretty cool ghosts, and they've gone from like right when we bought it, they were a little. Like when there was a change of ownership, we could definitely tell there was some discontent from the spirit world. But I kind of cut a deal with them. And then the energy has changed to being much more, sometimes there's some prankster energy where like they'll knock stuff off a shelf. But mostly it actually, and these are in the barn recreate videos, but they've actually helped
funny.
Us. Like if we made a bad hire or
yeah.
we hired somebody who was like a bad egg, they'll warn us actually pretty quickly.
No kidding. Like, in what way? I'm sorry to keep going on about ghosts, but I'm really interested.
No,
it's funny. Well, and again, this is in this, like, comedic video we did, but we did hire this guy who was, you know, came up as this, he's a big chef from Brooklyn and this cool guy, but very soon we realized he wasn't so cool. And he had a huge temper and was, like, throwing things and yelling at
on the first night.
First night. Yelling at a kid. And
yelling at the dishwasher. I'm like, dude, you can't talk to the dishwasher that way. Like, you need him. Like, he didn't know the basics of, like, genteel kitchen behavior.
Yeah.
And just, like, an inappropriate behavior with the females.
Yeah, with Jenny.
Putting it lightly.
And then he was, like, kissing a bald guy at the bar. And, like, the first night, like, a dear friend of ours. And then so he worked his first day. And then we were closing the barn up.
Right.
And this is in the recreate. If somebody really wants to dig in our Facebook page. And Jenny and I were locking up the barn, and there was like this hellhound shriek sound, and it sounded like two giant clawed hands
on the roof,
but yet clawing the top.
You Whoa. Can't walk on this roof because it's not flat.
Yeah, and there was nothing
so
up there.
Yeah,
there was no branches. It's like there's no way mistaking it. Like it was definitely something from another realm, like trying to tell us something. And then the guy didn't show up the next day.
Wow.
Yeah, no, that was it.
Because he was wasted. He just got messed up on whatever he was on, and he didn't even show up. So they were warning us to unload the bad seed.
Yeah, good riddance, man. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Good riddance, man.
You got supportive energy at the place. That's awesome.
That's for sure.
For sure. Not just from the spirit world, but from the many fine people that find their way in here.
Yeah. Jenny and Nick are my guests today from the Egremont Barn. We're chatting about ghosts and, of course, the upcoming winter and spring schedule. And I want to talk a little bit about the inn, too. So did you kind of start out with the hotel and then add the venue afterwards?
Just by the fact that, like, the hotel was ready to roll,
right.
And we needed to make money. And so when I bought it, my mother, my sister, and I bought it at the end of 2012. So we got right into it, sort of did a renovation on the inn to get it open by that spring. The inn was open. We had a restaurant over there for a little while. Then we had to close that, and just we've done this whole thing with just extraordinarily limited capital resources, so we've had to go in stages.
Yeah.
So at that point, after about the inn being open a year with us, or a year and a half, I said, well, my mother and I were actually standing on the back porch, and my mother's passed, but she was our partner until 2021, and she said, let's start in, let's get going on the barn. So we sort of turned to that. And like I said, it took about 2 years to turn that. So the inn's still open. That's the Egremont Village Inn.
Mm-hmm.
You can book that online. Try to book it right online if you want to come stay here, not through Expedia, which is like a criminal cartel enterprise.
Yeah. Just go to the website. It's a great website. I've been clicking around, and I'm looking at looking at your dinner menu, too. So you got an incredible cocktail menu, and then you got, I like a small focused menu. You've got burgers, tacos, some starters, and some sides, and I would put money on everything on this menu being delicious, because when it's this small, you know it's dialed in, you know?
Well, we've tried to. We really appreciate that, and it is the truth. And you better come and test it yourself soon.
We've got some new items.
We got some new stuff coming up. We've actually won Best Burger for many years over here in South County. We take it real seriously, the burger.
Mm.
And everything's homemade. You know, there's no, like, Cisco trucks backing up here. So everything's sort of handmade, homemade.
Fresh. And even though, you know, of course, it's a music venue first and a bar, we definitely want to make sure the whole experience is great for people, and that includes really tasty food, really great drinks, the whole vibe, the package.
We try to keep it cheap, too, just because it's so crazy to go out and eat. We probably should totally raise our prices a lot, but we're just trying to keep
it reasonable
accessible
for this area. Yeah.
Yeah.
And one of the great secret insider baseball secrets is come and eat early and listen to soundcheck. Even if you can't make a show, you
That's
can always
true.
Stop in,
and
get a beer and a burger,
sound check,
and
yep.
you hear the sound check sort of set.
Yeah.
And because the artists never really sound check before we're open. It's always usually after 5.
Uh-huh.
So you can come in, grab a bite, and goof around and hear them start up if you can't stay for the show.
That is brilliant, and not a lot of places will let you do that.
True.
I know.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Yeah, I love how community focused you guys are. I feel like you're very friendly to local acts as well as really cool touring acts, and you do open mic every Wednesday.
We do, and that's built up a huge buzz too. There's a big open mic community here, which is really cool.
Yeah, it's really nice, and a lot of people are very supportive. They meet other musicians here that they end up collaborating with.
Yeah,
we've had
people playing if they've been kind of too shy to play or haven't played in a while for whatever reason. We've seen like a lot of people kind of come out of their shell here at open mic, and it's really just something cool to witness.
We've seen a lot of like younger teens actually come and start in on their kind of dream and actually kind of burgeon forth into recording and playing out. So it's really interesting to what's so cool from my perspective is we have three basic groups of types of musicians. People who play open mic or it's sort of non-vocational hobby.
Yep.
But it's really, you know, it's a huge part of their week to come and lay it on the line and share what they've got to share with the world for, you know, a little bit and connect and kind of increase their sense of community with other musicians. And we have the local musicians who usually have two jobs. You know, they have a career and then they also have, they're playing, you know, every night, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, somewhere in the area. So they're like dual vocational. And most of the time it's because, you know, they're family or they don't want to hit the road. And, you know, they're no less of a musician than someone who's a touring so-called professional musician. But there's so many of them in the Berkshires. There's so much talent around here.
Yeah.
And then we have these traveling musicians that come through and they're a whole different like psychology and, you know, way of doing their lives. It's been really cool for Jenny and I to kind of be able to see that and bear witness to that in basically a very small town, and to get this real cross-section of people who are bringing their music to the world, coming through here, and just kind of trying to bear witness to that in the world. It's a lot of music's real important. You know, there's so fewer live music venues than there used to be, and it's really something that once it's gone from a community, it's you can really feel the absence of it.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, I know from the artists that I've spoken to, who are playing at the Egremont Barn, and you know, the ones who have visited me in the studio, the ones who are returning to the Egremont Barn, which most of them are, because once they play there, they want to play there again. They all speak so highly of the venue and of you guys. You know, it's clearly just a place that loves music and artists love to play there, and it's just this great reciprocal good vibes thing.
It is.
It feels that way. It's a major blessing, really.
Yeah. Nick and Jenny of the Egremont Barn are my guests. They are reopening on Thursday. The winter break is over February 1st. Jill Sobule and Ellis Paul with Chantel on Friday and the BTUs on Saturday. And dinner, I believe, Wednesday through Sunday, right?
Yes. This week, just we're open Thursday through Saturday, but generally open Wednesday through Saturday, and the winter's a little on and off for Sundays.
Gotcha. But check the
Sundays
website.
Usually karaoke in the off season, but we, you know, it's tough keeping up at 5 nights a week and in the Berkshire winter, so we kind of keep, and karaoke is the more sparsely attended evening. We often will, if a bigger artist can't play Friday or Saturday, but they happen to be doing Boston, New York or somewhere, and they can do a
karaoke
Sunday, we pop them in on Sunday sometimes.
Yeah, good deal. Well, head over to theegremontbarn.com to get all the information you need about the barn and the inn, upcoming shows, menu, merch and gift certificates too. And this Thursday, Jill Sobule, Ellis Paul, it's going to be a wonderful show. Jenny, Nick, it was so great talking to you guys.
You too.
So good talking
to you.
Can we plug plug our GoFundMe membership campaign?
Absolutely.
Awesome. All right. So for the first time, really, we've done a large-scale GoFundMe to help with a lot of the costs around here. It's not a cheap place to run to prep up for the next season. And so what we're doing with that, and you can go to the website. There is a support button there. You can go there. You can go to GoFundMe and search Dagermont Barn. And anything will help. If anybody can toss us some extra dashboard change or more than that, it's going to go to a good cause. And what you're going to get back, everybody's given us money has already gotten the first round of this. I'm doing a barn bootleg archive. So we've been recording and filming every show here for over 7 years. I mean, it's a crazy amount of material that we have. And so I've been going back to 2017, 2018 cherry picking shows. There's already 50 full show bootleg recordings of the shows up there now. And by the time I get done with it in the next month or so, I bet there's going to be 150 or 200 shows up there. You can go right into the link. Once you've given us some bread, you can pop it on at home, listen to live music. If you can't make it down to the barn, you can listen to an old show and feel like you are.
Fabulous. That's theagramontbarn.com to support the barn and get all the other info you need. Jenny, Nick, have a wonderful grand reopening, and we'll see you soon.
Thank you so much.
Thanks so much.